Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein, of course, the reporter for the Republican American that covers our area. And we're lucky enough to have Ruth join us just about 99.99999% of the time on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Going to enjoy this little break of non-rain, and then we're going to get pelted tonight and tomorrow.
I'm supposed to go to the city tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to make it.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty horrible in the morning. Anywhere from an inch and a half to 2 inches of rain, by the way. And it's going to be worse towards the city, so.
Yeah, and we got stuck all those years ago during the storm that way down there, so I can see a repeat if I go down. So better not.
All right.
Anyway, we're busy up here, so that'll keep me active anyway. Elections, Marshall.
Yeah.
They're revving up. We have a week from tomorrow. As you may have seen, we have a four-way race here in Kent for first selectman, which is interesting. Haven't had that in forever. And the race that's of interest in Cornwall is between the two Republican selectmen. Priscilla Pavel is the incumbent. She was ousted at the caucus and is being challenged by Nick DeFotis, a newcomer to the community scene. I mean, he's lived here, but he hasn't been involved, and people are getting to know him now. Priscilla has petitioned, and so there's that race. Of course, Gordon is Ridgway is unopposed at the top slot, and he's being run. His partner is Janet Carlson. So we actually have a three-way race for selectmen in Cornwall. Most of the others are quiet.
Yeah, we've got the Region 1 in Salisbury. The incumbent, Stacey Weiner, is running as a petitioning candidate because Keith Moon was selected by the Democratic Committee.
By the committee. So we have a couple of those where the committee members have endorsed someone other than the incumbent. So, but otherwise, all our the rest of the top seats are pretty well uncontested. Charlie Parati in Canaan, Henry Todd in Falls Village, Brent Colley in Sharon, Gordon in Cornwall, and Curtis Rand in Salisbury. So we'll be looking down the ticket for these.
You know, right across the border in Armenia, New York, there's a race, two people for the head spot. And for two board positions, there are four people running. So,
I wonder all the signs.
Yeah.
Tons of signs as we go through Armenia. Oh, interesting. Housing is also on the screen these days. Every town is required to devise an affordable housing plan by the state, and so Cornwall had a forum the other night in which its draft was discussed, and for the most part, the need is for more affordable housing. We talk about it all the time. I don't know if you look at the land transfers, but I'm amazed at the prices of houses that are going these days. Million, 2 million, 3 million, and it sort of,
Well, there's not only that, but also a lot of the houses are these houses where people now rent out via these national firms, and the housing crisis for people. I'm not talking about low income. I'm talking about for moderate to middle class
workforce people. Yeah, exactly.
There's just not enough here, and really, the towns really have to do something. We've been saying this for years, but they have to do something about it. But it's also part of the population's problem because there's NIMBY, not in my backyard.
Exactly, and we've seen that with these affordable housing complexes that are being challenged. We're seeing very few rentals for people who can be affordable. And we're just pricing people who have grown up here right out. And as we've said over and over again, these are the people who take care of lawns and paint your houses and do all the things people want. If they can't live here or they can't volunteer in the local emergency services, we're going to be in trouble. As somebody put it in Cornwall, We don't want to live in a museum.
Well, just look at the fact what's going on over in Millerton, where the fire department put aside this year. They raised their taxes, but they're putting away hundreds of thousands of dollars for the time when they have to have a paid fire department.
Yeah.
And they figure if they put away the money now and it's there, by the time they have to switch over, they'll be able to do it.
It's amazing. It is just incredible. And it's very costly. Very costly. We're also the talk of trash these days. I mean, that's a big issue with MIRA, the incinerator that most of these towns take their garbage to, the trash to energy plants, probably going to close in June, and that is going to cause a huge problem with people getting rid of, or towns getting rid of their municipal solid waste. The plan now is, if nothing else is found, they're going to be trucking our garbage to places like Alabama and Ohio and Pennsylvania. And can you imagine the cost?
Oh, it's frighteningly high.
Not only that, the environmental impact is going to be terrible. So,
How long is that going to last? How long are these people in these states going to allow this to happen?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, so the selectmen and COG are really scrambling to find some solutions, but it's a real problem, and people have got to take on more responsibility for recycling and for composting. It has to be done. Okay, we had a great exhibit at Salisbury. It's going on now, of 19 women, local women, who have made a mark in their town, and it was opened with an opening reception on Saturday, well attended, and you'll see lots of familiar faces in the 19 women who were chosen. That's being put on by the Salisbury Association. We have Sharon Board of Selectmen tomorrow,
yep.
And I'm not sure what else is on the horizon.
There's a few special meetings and stuff like that, but it's not a really busy week.
It's
but
the
still,
last week
things.
Of the month. So, yeah. And of course, Halloween, and some towns are some have canceled some of the activities. There's the Sharon Ladies Auxiliary is not having its party, but trick or treating is going on in Canaan. They're closing off a couple of streets and
Salisbury, where they close off the streets, that's also going on there as well.
Yeah, just so. We're sort of getting back to somewhat of a norm.
And there's that trunk sale thing going on at the high school to benefit. I think it's the class of 2022.
Oh,
that is happening on Saturday as well.
Oh, they've done that before. That's good. So it's I shouldn't say it's quiet because then things erupt.
Right, then something happens.
But and those who haven't registered to vote, if they're new in town, should think about that, and let's hope we can get out there. It's always a huge turnout for national elections. Let's see it done down here at the local level as well.
All right. Well, Ruth, we'll see what happens.
Another busy week, probably, and always good to chat, Marshall.
And we'll speak to you next Monday, Ruth.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, and, of course, you can find her stories in the paper, home delivery, pick up at newsstands, or at rep-am.com on the web for the Waterbury Republican American.